This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Hing. But before proceeding any further, a disclaimer. I am involved in this unique project. A theatre company has been travelling to public primary schools and performing a storytelling of a Shakespeare play. Yes, you heard it right. Theatre performances in public primary schools. Something very rare. I first talked to one of the directors of this production, Lim Ken Lee. Ken Lee is the artistic director of KL Shakespeare Players, the theatre company that's going to primary schools. What is this project?
Well, this is a project that we title it Learning Through Shakespeare. Under this project, which is endorsed by the Ministry of Education and with the funding from Yayasan's Hasana, we are going to 15 national primary schools in Klang Valley to perform our storytelling version of Macbeth, which is called A Tale That Must Be Told, Macbeth. For each show, right after the performance, we will have a Q&A session as well as a short quiz and a session where the students will be drawing their most favorite scene from the show that they have just watched.
How did this project come about?
It came about July last year when we were talking to Diversity to do a storytelling version of Macbeth targeted at primary school level. We were talking to Datin Sunita, who is the running the Diversity, and we say, like, you know, it doesn't make sense that you spend so much money just to do a show during the KL International Arts Festival 2017. You just do 6 shows and that's it. For us, through our experience with KL Shakespeare, we have been staging Shakespeare Demystified for the past 7 years. We realized that when you spend so much time rehearsing, usually we spend like 5-6 months rehearsing for a play, it doesn't make sense that it just ends after 5-6 or even 10 performances. We need to let more people see our shows, because the more we perform, then we can try our best to cover the cost. Another thing is, there's so much potential with our plays that it is so accessible to many young audiences. So we shouldn't just stop with a few performances. So while talking to Datin Sunita, she agreed and she started to contact some potential sponsors on our behalf. But nothing really happened until the end of 2017, when eventually we, first from our part, we got the approval from the Ministry of Education, and Datin Sunita, she got Yayasan Hasanu to come in to fund the project.
As the artistic director of KL Shakespeare Players, what for you is the essence of what you are taking to these schools? Because most of us think of anything that has to do with Shakespeare as being difficult.
Indeed, what we are trying to bring to the schools are, in a way, again, it's demystifying Shakespeare, but for the primary school students. We believe that this will be the first exposure for most of them to Shakespeare. And it has to be a very positive and engaging experience so that they will go away wanting more. They will go away talking about it excitedly. And we believe that for most of us throughout our life, we will be encountering Shakespeare again and again. Yeah, sometimes just through a quote that you read in the newspaper or you hear from a TV. Of course, like if for those that really eventually got interested in Shakespeare, they will also study his play. So we want the students to have a very good start, because we know that for a lot of people, Shakespeare is scary, is boring, mainly because of their early experience with Shakespeare, which is a lot of the times just sitting in a class, reading the plays only, and trying to analyze the script, which can be quite a daunting experience.
So what are you doing differently in this version of Macbeth? Because you have a version that's for older kids and the general public. What is different in this version?
First, we use a storytelling method, which means that we will be retelling the story of Macbeth using contemporary English, which is more colloquial. Then we insert some Shakespearean text, but without saying much, oh, okay, you're going to learn this text is from Shakespeare. In fact, we rarely say that this is a play by Shakespeare. This is a play based on a story of Macbeth. And then it's only at the end when the students, during the Q&A, sometimes they'll ask, who wrote Macbeth? Then we will say, it's a Shakespeare. And have you heard Shakespeare before? And etc. So by using this storytelling method, we are bringing up the main plot, the essence of the story, while keeping some of the text, some of the original text of Shakespeare. For example, the famous line like, fair is foul and foul is fair, or double, double, toil and trouble. All these will be retained in our version, and we actually teach the students these lines through a series of activities, interactive games, but without telling them that this is actually the original text.
How do you know what you are doing is something that is really useful? Is this something that is useful to you as an actor, to you as a theater company, but perhaps not necessarily useful to students who are only 10 years old?
There are a few ways of seeing it. First, it can be treated like just fairy tale. And why do students need to hear stories like fairy tales? Because sometimes fairy tales teach the students how to deal with difficult issues like issues of jealousy, rivalry, even death, but not in a very didactic way. Based on research, there are like articles that we have come across that has said that it's important for young children to know fairy tales, even the dark ones, in order to learn about life, not in a didactic way. So because of this, I believe that presenting Macbeth in a fairy tale manner will help the students understand some complex issue like the greed for power or the potential of evil, the betrayal, and also maybe about the falling of a great man because of his ambition.
Well, while there are studies about how young people may be influenced by what they watch, live theatre, for instance, how do you know when your production is working with young people? In other words, how do you know you're successful in what you're doing?
We can base it on the immediate reaction of the students. Almost without fail, since we staged a show in September last year, and then this year, starting in January, we took it on a tour, the young students were very much engaged. They were very energetic, although very often, before the show, they were warned by their headmasters, headmistress, or teachers that they must behave throughout the show. They must sit still, do not make a lot of noise, do not run around. But because our show is done in such a way that right from the go, we say that this is a safe place for them to enter into the world and to interact with the actors, to join in the fun. And without fail, they start to chant the war cry. They join in the witches in making the magic potion. Our show lasts for about 60 minutes. And throughout the 60 minutes, almost without fail, they are very engaged. Of course, we have some quiet moments where they Normally, they will just sit and watch and follow the story. And we can see that they are very engaged. The eyes are wide open and they're very curious about what's going on, what's happening next. Yeah. So from here, we can be pretty sure that our show really engages the young students. Another thing is that usually right after the show, we have a Q&A session where they can ask us all sorts of questions regarding the productions. Sometimes, very surprisingly, they will ask us quite complicated issues that we thought like they might not get it. For example, one question that always comes up is like, what happens to Fleon's, Banquo's son? Now, this character of Fleon's appears just very briefly in our version of Macbeth, but the students get it. They always say, what happens to him? What happens after his father got killed?
Thank you very much. The directors of this production, Lim Ken Lee.
I must say that it was truly an eye-opening experience for the pupils, as this was their very first time being exposed to William Shakespeare's works or even watch a play. As a matter of fact, today's performance has left a huge impression that learning should not only be confined but allowed to go beyond the space of the classroom. From the reaction of the pupils, I can sense positive energy being reverberated throughout the hall, especially when the performance had special interactive sessions which did not interrupt the flow of the story but instead encouraged their participation. In short, I would say that it was truly an engaging, enriching, exciting and entertaining performance.
In terms of the impact on my students, I could see that they really enjoy the Shakespeare, although most of them, they are not yet introduced to this Shakespeare. But I think they get some idea about this Macbeth, and I'm sure they really understand the play and the story, of course, because the language used is simpler, easier for them to understand. They are year 5 students, 11 years old.
The drama activity, the thing that you all did just now is very, very good for the students, especially when, like this school, English is our core subject. So this is a part of a way of how the children could learn more of English, and then they could enjoy English more rather than in classroom. And I feel that this kind of things is just a part of education. It should be included lah. From what I see, that's not the kids really enjoyed it. And to my surprise, they actually understood what's Macbeth. When I think last those years, I think Macbeth was only done with Form 5s. So they are just 10-year-old. The youngest is 10-year-old student. But they were the one who asking questions, what is going to happen, what will happen, you know. So I think they really enjoy, and it's a good thing for them. And I'm sure it's a very, very great experience to them because it's really very entertaining. Not just the boring classroom method, talk and talk. That's it.
I like this show because this show is so amazing that can blow my mind. I love it.
This is something what the children are looking forward, because every day they have a normal lesson, even though we have activities. But this is something new. They get excited when they have outsider. On top, they have something that they like. Something for them to see and enjoy and be part of the story. Because literature is something that we instill in classes, but in very, we call small L, right? Stories, all that. But to talk about big L, Shakespeare, is something new. So through this, actually, they learn a new thing. So they'll come back to the classroom and ask, what is Shakespeare, teacher? I think you brought the level lower to them for them to incorporate them in the story, right? It is very important because at this age, they are eager to know new things and they are able to grasp things faster, and to know something new like this is very beneficial for their future, because language and incorporated with arts, culture is something we are looking forward to have this more.
Our Shakespeare players. I also talked to some teachers and students. Coming up, Datin Sunita Rajakuma, the director of KL International Arts Festival, who Kenley said helped secure funding. Good afternoon, this is Front Row on the Bigger Picture and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Over the few weeks in February, theatre company KL Shakespeare Players, with support from a foundation and blessings from the Ministry of Education, took Shakespeare to several local primary schools. And they were public ones. This was done in a storytelling form of the Bard's Macbeth. In the first part of the interview, the artistic director of the theatre company described the project. And if you miss any part of the interview, you can download the podcast from our BFM app or from our BFM website. Now, turning to Datin Sunita Rajakumar. Datin, you are the festival director who gave KL Shakespeare some development funding to create the storytelling and that the company to take it to public primary schools, most of which are in Selangor and Wilayah Persekutuan. But before we talk about why such an initiative, perhaps you can give us some information on diversity, which is now going to be in its third year, right?
Thanks for having me here, Soon Heng. Actually, it's going to be in its fourth year this year. So last year was the third year, and we're extremely pleased that even as a baby of a festival, it ran for 5 weeks. We had events in 20 locations all around Kuala Lumpur. We attracted over 33,000 visitors, and they were from at least 20 countries.
In your offerings last year, how many of these shows were specifically targeted at children?
We had two specific performances. One was KLSP's Macbeth, A Tale That Must Be Told, and the other one was Spoon Tree Productions' Letters End. So both of them were specifically for children, although I would like to say that a lot of the other performances were what we called family-friendly shows.
What did you have to consider when you provide children programming?
Sometimes when you see the production, it becomes quite clear, for example, Spoon Tree Productions Letters End, that it's a program meant for children. For example, there's very little verbal communication, there's a lot of physical theatre, there's juggling, physical comedy. In some other instances, for example, what we did with KL Shakespeare Players, it was after a lot of discussion, it was going out on a limb. That was my personal feeling. And you know how I felt about this, Soon Heng. I saw Macbeth, the demystified version, at KL Pack earlier in the year. It's not an easy story to bring out to a younger audience, and we were looking at 7 to 11-year-olds. But I was quite confident that if anyone could pull it off, it was KLSP. I was delighted to hear that you had reached out to a storytelling consultant, Johnny Gillett, who spent more than his fair share of time, I think we'll all agree, on this project, because he was also very committed to this. KLSP also made it much more, the potential was explored with KLSP's commitment. I think it was a tremendous achievement. I was very worried, and I attended the first show with that intention of seeing exactly how this was going to turn out, because it's such a dark story about how power can corrupt, transmute a person, and murder, betrayal. But in the end, it was a fantastic time. All the kids thoroughly enjoyed themselves. There was a very high level of retention of what the story was about and understanding. They understood what were the challenges, the difficulties that were being faced by each of the actors. There were plenty of questions after the performance. So all of this was fabulous feedback.
How do you yourself evaluate at the start of the festival or at the start of planning the programming? Like, okay, I am going to invest in this company to develop something for the festival.
That's a really good question, Soon Heng. I think our true north at the festival is capacity building. Everyone in the team understands that. So it's not so much about what our personal preferences are, what we would like to see, but how can we build capacity within the arts and cultural ecosystem in this country? And that requires everybody stepping up. So when we want to support an artist, we expect that artist already has his tribe around him, his creative team. For example, the producer, director, set designer, lighting, sound, everyone is supporting this person. And then we feel confident that they can stage a large play. He must have marketing strengths as well, he or she. So when you focus on capacity building, this means that the creative team can start creating larger, better, more impactful works. They are better at engaging with their audience, so they can communicate their intentions, the audience can understand what it is they're trying to do. So this emphasis on capacity building for us is very important.
Strikes me that you are looking for large organizations, large theater companies, of which there are very few in this country.
KLSP is definitely an exception, because KLSP is just a team of two extremely dedicated, committed people who go over and above the call of duty to deliver what they need to deliver, which is why after September, I didn't want this version of Macbeth to just stop after a weekend of performances. And so the Festival Secretariat has actually stepped up to supplement KLSP's needs by helping them organize the tour, liaising with the charity that's supporting them, Yayasan Hasana, helping to liaise with Ministry of Education and Jabatan Pendidikan. So where the creative team hasn't fully got their tribe around them, we do try to supplement as much as possible, because you're right, although we want to support those larger arts productions that are ready to showcase Malaysia to the world, but feeding the pipeline is also very important. So it all goes back to capacity building.
When you say capacity building, are you talking about developing audiences that are much, much younger?
I think there are multiple stakeholders in the entire ecosystem. We need good critics, we need media to be able to play a role, we need corporate sponsors to be able to step up and understand why this is so important. Yes, members of the audience. But what we're also looking at is even for children to understand that they have a responsibility in developing arts and culture in this country. So whether they're just a member of the audience clapping enthusiastically, whether they're interviewing the artists at the end of the show, which is what is already happening, whether they're then going back home and becoming mini ambassadors and telling their friends and family about what was so important about this show, we are fully convinced that everyone has a role to play and everyone needs to step up and own this responsibility, including children.
Great segue into talking about children. I've talked to Ken Lee about how this whole project came to being. What role did you play in terms of getting this off the ground?
I think it was very important for me that many of the productions don't just appear during the festival and then don't appear anymore after that. And Macbeth was a very good test case, because it was a light, easy production to be able to take out to tour to the schools. So we reached out to a few charities. I personally wrote to charities to see if they'd be interested in supporting this. We managed to convince Yayasan Hasana, who are extremely proactive about initiatives like this. We also took the education aspect of this tour very seriously. So every single child in the audience fills up a quiz to test their comprehension, and they also fill in a survey form of sorts of what they felt about it, what they learned from it, and they have to contribute a little drawing as well of a scene that they remember from this play. We also had a little Q&A, organized for Q&A session after each show. So although the show is only 1 hour long, but the school is told to set aside 2 hours so that the children can have 1 hour of interaction with the actors to further understand the complex scenes. They might have burning questions that they want to ask. So I would like to say it's not just me, but the Festival Secretariat played an important role in making this happen, because, like I mentioned, KLSP is really only two men, and however committed, dedicated they are, there's only so much they can do. So I felt that we had to step up to take ownership of some part of this.
In your experience, how much of theatre is being seen by young people?
I think definitely not enough. It's difficult to get children out unless the parents or some senior person in the family is supportive. It's difficult to get plays into schools unless, for government schools, unless the Ministry of Education and the Jabatan Pendidikan are supportive. So there are a lot of challenges, none of which are unsurmountable. So this year, the festival is working really hard to work more closely with the schools to ensure not only that this arts and culture actually has access to the schools, but that we're starting to measure the impact that it's making in terms of the comprehension, the understanding of plays, the takeaway, how is it impacting your lives, the ability to communicate what it is you saw. So we're having like a Duta Kecil, a mini ambassador program, where you're having to be an ambassador on behalf of the festival or the production, that you have to go back and post about it on social media or talk to your friends about it or draw about it. Any means of communicating what you felt about the show?
In doing this production, why is the survey necessary when all kinds of studies are already out there about the impact of the creative arts on young lives?
I think all of these other survey studies are extremely helpful. There's already a corpus, a body of work that is very useful reference material. However, I'm a firm believer that you cannot manage what you cannot measure. And so even at the festival, in every single year, we prepare an economic impact report, which we present to the stakeholders, to the government. This includes details of the statistics of the festival, not just visitors, but economic impact, the amount of spending, how much you spent locally, overseas. We try to estimate a multiplier effect. We were really pleased that last year we had Nottingham University School of Business and Spire Consulting Group help us on a pro bono basis to be able to do an independent, prepare an independent economic report. And so similarly, with the impact of children's theatre, although there is a huge body of reference works, but still we want to have our own statistics. So with this tour that is currently ongoing right now, we're actually going to come up with numbers of how many children got the quiz answers correctly, and also assessing the survey impacts as well.
This is all happening the first quarter of this year. What's being lined up? Because as anybody who is watching programs in Malaysia, often there are starts and then they fizzle out. What is there to say that this is another one of those strike when the iron is hot and then once the iron is cool, everybody's cool?
I think that's always going to be a fear. And we must bear in mind that cities in the region have been running their festivals not for years, but for decades. So cities such as Hong Kong, Singapore, Sydney, Melbourne, Jakarta, Bali, they've been running their citywide arts festivals for many, many years. And in KL, we've only just had this on a serious basis for now the fourth year in 2018. So yes, it is a baby of a festival. And yes, if you look back, there are a lot of challenges that we're having to face. The longevity of it will always be a question because as yet we don't really have a multi-year commitment from a significant stakeholder. But I do believe that there are many stakeholders that are stepping up to own this and to take responsibility for the success of this. I don't allow any one person, including myself, to be able to take full credit for this because I do strongly believe that everyone has to play a role. So while, yes, the government provides the seed funding, this comes from the Prime Minister's office, which is an extraordinary achievement. We're so proud of this and we're extremely grateful for the assistance that he has given us. But for every R1 of grant funding that we get from the Prime Minister's office, we have matched this every year with at least R3 of funding from other sources. And I think this is a huge achievement because it shows that the government is not underwriting the cost of the festival. The government is unlocking this pent-up demand from all other stakeholders within this ecosystem that want this festival to continue. And I think when you focus on capacity building, when you focus on the long-term sustainability of this festival, I think that's when you can have a relatively higher degree of confidence that this festival will last.
What's in store for the festival in 2018 with regard to programming for children?
As part of capacity building, I keep going back to this. We're delighted to see that artists are coming up to the festival much, much earlier in advance. My challenge to the artists has been that you know, we're giving you a little bit of grant funding, we're trying to get you a venue on a sponsored basis, we're going to help you with marketing. So all you need to do is be creative. And at the beginning, it was very challenging for many of the artists, creative teams. But now, with a year's notice, they're actually coming up to us and they're saying, you know what, we have a really good idea that's going to take a year to produce. We want to collaborate with some of the top names overseas. We would like to be part of the festival in September next year. So because of all of these responses, by February, the lineup is pretty much firmed up. But we've made a calculated decision not to unveil this until much later on. But yes, definitely this year, it has also been a calculated decision to make sure that there's more programming specifically for children. There are at least four different productions for the younger members of our audience or for those adults who are young at heart.
When you say younger, how old is younger? Or how young is younger?
So for anyone who has a heart that's aged between 7 to 11 years old. So we've got at least four productions, and I can tell you a lot of adults will really, really enjoy the shows as well, including myself. So there's specific shows, but again, what differentiates this is we're going to be measuring the impact. We're going to be circulating quizzes. We're going to be circulating survey forms. We're going to ask them to be involved in our mini ambassador program. So this is building up the next generation of serious members of the audience, theatre goers.
Thank you very much, Datin.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Sunhing.
That was Datin Sunita Rajakumar, who is the director of Diversity KL International Arts Festival. Earlier last month, an article in the Irish Examiner pointed out that taking your children to the theatre yourself has three benefits. One, bonding and strengthening relationships, that's obvious. Two, it helps improve emotional intelligence. And three, and this is the one that really impressed me, it opens up conversations around difficult yet important subjects. So, here's your incentive. KL Shakespeare Players Theatre and Education Project has started. The company is taking its storytelling version of Shakespeare's Macbeth into public primary schools with support from both the Ministry of Education and Yayasan Hazana. The company will also be travelling to some private international schools, and in the first week of March, from the 6th through the 11th, it will stage the storytelling, A Tale That Must Be Told, Macbeth, at the Damansara Performing Arts Centre. Shows are at 9:30 a.m. on weekdays and 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, March 11th. For more information, go to dbac.com.my or go to KL Shakespeare Players Facebook page and click on Events. Also, you can go to the same KL Shakespeare Players Facebook page to see all kinds of drawings by Standard 4, Standard 5 students in our public primary schools. If you missed any part of this interview, you can download the podcast from the BFM app or BFM website. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.